the former governor of South Carolina, ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, no stranger in this state. She wanted a two-person race. You got it. Governor, thanks for joining us on Voting Day.
Good morning, Jack. Happy Election Day.
All right. I hear you're out there everywhere at the polling places. Turnout is high. What is Nikki Haley's expectation today other than winning? What's a good showing? What are you feeling? Do you think there's a surprise in the works, or is this going to be Trump's evening and you're in a second-place position?
Well, you know, we're super excited. We were honored to get the endorsement of the conservative union leader. That was a great start. And then to know that the first six people in the country voted for us in Dixville Notch, that was pretty amazing. When all six in Dixville Notch. And so now we just finished a polling place. We're going to keep going until the last poll closes. And we said we want to be strong here. We wanted to be strong in Iowa. We did that. We went from 2% to 20%. We want to be stronger here in New Hampshire so that when we go into South Carolina, we're going even stronger right than that.
Governor Hale, you surprised Ron DeSantis dropped out a couple days before today?
Not really, because I think that, you know, he had put all his eggs in the Iowa basket. And we knew that, you know, he had originally said that he was going to win Iowa. And then when he came in, you know, in the second, we knew that he had, you know, just had not done anything in New Hampshire. He was invisible in New Hampshire, invisible in South Carolina. And to do this, you got to really fight hard in every single state. You can't just pick and choose. And so we knew that it was, you know, he was struggling at that point. But look, I think he ran a good race. I think he's been a good governor, and we wish him well.
Hey, Governor, Brad Card. I'm looking at this race, and I see Donald Trump kind of fly in. He does these big events, if you will, and then he blasts out of here. You've been actually knocking on doors, going to town hall meetings, meeting people on the street. And as Governor Sununu says, you've been working harder than any candidate that he's seen. Can you draw that contrast and why it's been important for you to actually go out and talk to the voters of New Hampshire?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that question?
Yeah, I said President Trump goes out and does these big rallies, and he doesn't do the handshaking that you've done. He doesn't do the town halls, and you've been doing that for quite some time. And Governor Sununu said that you've been working really hard to do that. So can you kind of explain your thought process of why you felt it's important to go out and shake hands and talk to every voter?
Yeah, I think it's because that's what I've always done in South Carolina. You know, you have to get out there with normal people. You have to get out there with real people to hear what they care about and, you know, what their concerns are. And you got to fight for it. I have always believed you have to fight for every single vote. And, you know, we can go out there and say, yes, we want to secure the border. And yes, we want to bring down inflation. But until you talk and look people in the eye and shake their hand and not have them come to you, but go to diners and go to, you know, breweries and go to different areas and let them know that we're going to fight for them. I think it matters. And now more than ever, I mean, people are struggling. You know, it's not just financially struggling. They look at the country and they feel the chaos around them. They feel the division around them. Kids are worried about if they're ever going to be able to afford a home or get a job or, you know, be able to buy a car. There are certain things that are just very real. And I think families are concerned. And so to be able to get out there and do that, I've always thought you can tell how hard someone's going to work in office by how hard they work in a campaign. And so we wanted to show it. We've been doing this in New Hampshire for almost a year now. And, you know, the people of New Hampshire have been very good to us.
Governor Haley, before we let you go, I know you're on the road live. Good morning, New Hampshire. The pulse of an age. Voting day, record turnout expected. Secretary of State predicting 322,000 people will vote in the Republican primary. Not many weeks ago, Governor Chris Christie was in the race. He said he wasn't going to drop out. Ramaswamy was in the race. He was in it for the long haul. DeSantis was in it. He was in it for the long haul. Now there's two. That's the race you wanted today, Nikki Haley, Donald Trump. If, Governor, you have a good showing tonight, but it's not what you want, are you in it for the long haul beyond your home state? Do you have to win tonight, or do you feel a good second-place showing gives you momentum?
We are in it for the long haul. We just put a $4 million ad buy in South Carolina. We are having a rally there tomorrow as I go home to my sweet state. So, no, we're in it for the long haul. I mean, let's keep in mind that you literally had 56,000 people vote for Donald Trump out of a state of 3 million. And now we're in New Hampshire. We're not going to just coronate someone because the political elite tell us to. We're going to make sure that people know they have a choice. And more than that, they've got the decision between do they want more of the same or do they want to go with a new generational conservative leader? And I think this is the time where people are saying, you know, we can't be in disarray, we can't have a country in disarray and a world on fire and go through four more years of chaos. We won't survive it. You don't defeat Democrat chaos with Republican chaos. And, you know, I voted for Donald Trump twice. I was proud to serve, you know, America and his administration. But rightly or wrongly, chaos follows him. And we know that. He's sitting in a courtroom today. And more than that, we can't afford to lose this in November. And in every one of those head-to-head polls, Trump doesn't defeat Biden. I'm in every one of those head-to-head polls, and not only do I defeat Biden, I defeat him by double digits. And you look at the general election poll that just came out for New Hampshire. If Donald Trump is the Republican candidate, Joe Biden wins New Hampshire by 7 points. If I'm the Republican candidate, I win New Hampshire. And that's what we're talking about in every swing state. This is about, do we want to win again? And we saw what it was like to lose in 2018. We saw what it was like to lose in 2020. We saw what it was like to lose in 2022. Our country can't afford to lose at this point. We've got to get her back on track.
Governor Nikki Haley out on the campaign trail. Primary day in New Hampshire, live and local and national on the Pulse of an Age. Governor, thank you.
Good luck, Governor.
Oh, get out to the polls. Take five people with you. Let's do this.